Tom Sartori, the head coach of the Beavers, now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
You finished the third period in grand fashion tonight.
No doubt. It's always dicey. It's not easy to win, guys. It's not easy to win, and it's there's a fine line, and we talked about it a million times. But the guys found a way tonight. And it was nice not only winning that third period. It was nice putting up four, and it was just getting six, and it was good. I mean, you know what? The guys deserve that. They've actually played pretty good the last couple of weeks, and it's just kind of weird. You know, it's really weird.
Well, sometimes you need a period like that to start to, you know, changing the momentum and changing the way things are going. And great to see a lot of guys getting in on the scoring tonight.
I agree with you, Biss. And, you couldn't have said any better than that, buddy.
You said it was a secret what you were going to change in the power play. Whatever it was, certainly worked there.
It was rolling. We were trying, you know, like Gerbs, it was. We were trying to roll because they, and you noticed after Gerbs scored, they started taking, they started denying, they started extending a little bit, getting in the dot lane to take our pass away and alleviating that person on the half board to roll. So they, you know, by them allowing us to roll, we didn't roll last night. We should have, and we tried it, but the guys just didn't. And but when they're soft on the flanks like that, when they're soft on the flanks and they're taking our defenseman, the middle guy in the diamond, you want to try to roll. And if you can roll all the way around and create some misdirection, you can do that. But once you get inside the dots, now you got a quality scoring chance. And that's it was, you know what? And that's obviously Marcus's goal right there. So that obviously, again, then they had they were being a little more aggressive, and they were taking again. They were taking the pass away to our from the half board to the to our defenseman right there. So anyway, that's kind of was our little wrinkle right there, Schultze.
Well, the fourth line for you tonight, the freshman line, I thought they played great. It seemed like they were in the offensive zone nearly every shift. And, of course, Jake Dickman gets his first goal as a Beaver.
Yeah, Dickie's been playing really well. It was good to see him get have a little, a success scoring because he's really been close. He's a big guy. Like, he's kind of a guy that we haven't had in the past. He's a kind of probably not a typical Beaver right there, and it's kind of good to have a guy that big with those good of hands, and he's really good. He's really good in the paint area, guys, and he's good in tight spaces, and he's got great hands for a guy that size. Great hands, and he's got great hockey sense. So it was good to see him score.
Well, it's one thing if you're a big and you're a slug and you can't move, but he had great anticipation on that steal, and obviously, I mean, he got caught by the end, but he certainly. Had the step the entire way.
No, he's good, guys. Like, he's good. He's going to have a great career here. You know what? Mark that down. He's going to have a great career here.
Well, Nate Arntz gets his first goal of the season, and that line's played pretty well, so it's nice to see them get rewarded because they've been snake-bit a little bit so far.
Well, that wasn't easy tonight, guys. I mean, Morley, that line was flying tonight. I mean, it was like, hey, their pace was a little different tonight than it was last night, guys. And, again, that's it. You know, people don't realize how tough it is to travel, for example, for those guys last night. And, hey, they won the game, but we played awful good. But Friday nights on the road aren't easy. Schultze, you've been with us on the road. It's just not easy on the road. But, boy, they had some octane tonight, and they were double-pumping Morley's line a lot. And, they had great pace.
Well, there seemed to be some more whistles. There was a little bit more special teams play tonight. So, obviously, your line combinations and your – you're not able to roll guys as much as you would like. So, to me, especially the second period, it was hard to get into a flow of that thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really remember too much about that, Schultze. I kind of wanted to get more. I thought our low play wasn't as good as it was last night. I wanted to get back to that, but I think they had a lot to do with it. They broke the puck out. They had more jump. Their defensemen, they just were crisper tonight, guys. You saw that, and I think that obviously, again, that put us on our heels, and we had a hard time forechecking, and we didn't have the ability to get our half-court game going, you know?
Well, big night for Reed, obviously. He gets the start and just his second game played and gets his first win as a Beaver.
No, I was happy for Reed. He came in and filled in tonight, and, we wanted to give Bits a little rest and just let him, just give him a day off and, you know, he's got a, you know what, sometimes it's good. You know what, sometimes we need a little change like that, as you know. And it was a nice little spark, and it was really good to see him win that game.
Well, Reed is a genius in the classroom. He's always on the scholar-athlete list, and he certainly seemed to calm down a little bit as the game went on. And you'd expect a little bit of nerves to start with.
Not easy, guys. Yep. Not easy. And, again, game's a lot faster down here than it is up top, too. And, it's not easy, and... I don't know how many games he's played. It's probably about his third or fourth, you know. And so I was really happy for him. The guys were, too. The guys were really happy in the locker room and excited for him.
See you next week.
Okay, guys.
Tom Sartori, head coach of the Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.